The Greens say cannabis tax revenue and weed tourism would be of great economic benefit to South Australia. MLC Tammy Franks will introduce legislation tomorrow to legalise recreational use of cannabis and allow for the cultivation of up to 6 plants at home. She joins me now. Hi, Tammy.
Good morning.
Tell us about your proposal. What's in the bill?
Well, look, this is a bill to legalise cannabis, adult use of cannabis in our state. And what it would do is establish a legal market that would legalise the adult use and possession of cannabis. And it does that through establishing something called the SA Cannabis Licensing Agency. And that has an aim of harm minimisation, but also ensuring compliance with the conditions of commercial licences. There'd also be an allowance for home growth of up to 6 cannabis plants, but also more plants able to be grown through application on compassionate grounds. That's because, as we know, medicinal cannabis has been something that's been technically legal now, but often impossible for people to afford. It would be a safer way, a more sensible way, a better way to treat cannabis. It would treat it as a health issue. We would recognise that 1 in 3 Australians have tried cannabis despite the so-called war on drugs. It also recognises that a war on drugs is really a war on people. And when it comes to cannabis, it's actually a war quite often on sick people, people who are simply seeking to alleviate their pain or symptoms. And it really does actually go to ending the black market. We see those, you know, big hauls and all that police effort put into policing the black market. Well, let's break that organised crime business model and actually put police resources where they're really needed and divert the money through this SA Cannabis Licensing Agency into health where it is really needed.
Yeah, so, I mean, in California, they've raised quite a considerable amount of tax revenue as a result of their legalisation. Do you know how much we could potentially raise from having a legal market here?
I'd love to have a parliamentary budget office take a look at this, and we will try and do some costings, but I think the sky's the limit almost. You've seen in America just a single county alone send through sponsorships all of their young people to free college education through the licensing fees on cannabis. That's the sort of thing that we could be doing here, but I would actually say we have a health crisis. We also have a health issue that we're treating as a criminal issue. It's a win-win if we divert the funds that we're putting into both policing that and also missing out on tax revenue into health services and start getting real about treating people who use cannabis, who are adult, as people who shouldn't be criminalised and indeed in some cases deserve our compassion.
And how would you ensure that kids don't end up accessing this cannabis if adults then were able to legally get it?
Yeah, look, the licensing scheme is along the models of both cigarettes and alcohol, probably more like alcohol licensing in terms of the commercial enterprise, but in terms of the prohibitions on advertising, on placement, on access, it would be strictly 18 plus, and also premises needing to be away from where young people and children are.
And Tammy Franks, at the moment we do everything we can. The government does what it can to reduce smoking in the community because of the concerns surrounding cancer. Cannabis might not be as bad as nicotine, but it's not immune from creating that health concern as well. What do you think about that element of things?
Look, absolutely. And I wouldn't be encouraging anyone to smoke, to be honest. I think cigarettes are far more toxic and poisonous. However, you've got to recognise there's ways of consuming cannabis that aren't smoking as well, and certainly would be encouraging those. Also encouraging the health aspects of being able to ensure that if you're using a cannabis oil, it doesn't have mould in it, those sorts of issues. But indeed, you know, the act of smoking is one that the Epilepsy Association in Australia, for example, does discourage for those people it does give advice on about medicinal cannabis. It's a situation, though, where it's real life and people do consume and people do smoke, so let's do it in a way that's the least harmful.
And then there's the issue of addiction, much like alcohol and other illegal drugs. And opponents of the legalisation of marijuana are concerned it would increase use. They call it a gateway drug. How do you respond to those concerns?
Oh, look, they do call it a gateway drug, and I would say, in terms of the use of cannabis, the gateway is into the criminal element, unfortunately. So let's keep people out of entering a criminal market in the first place. That would be one of the best things we could do to keep people from entering that, you know, black market and underworld, if you like. But those who work with addictions, those who are expert in the field, will recommend harm minimisation as a way forward. And I know that I've spoken to the SA Network of Drug and Alcohol Services about this policy. They're in accord. They see this as a sensible way forward. So I would say listen to the experts rather than the naysayers who believe that by banning something, whether it's cigarettes, alcohol or cannabis, you're going to see nobody consume it. That's just not been the reality. Mm. And so let's get real.
Hmm. And then the zero tolerance for drug driving at the moment. I'm not sure how it works in terms of medical marijuana. Would we take a similar approach if marijuana were to be legalised for recreational use?
Yeah, look, that is actually a specific piece of legislation that is of some great concern for those who have a prescription for medicinal cannabis and even beyond prescription drugs and impaired. But if you have a slight bit of medicinal cannabis in your system, those drug detection tests will find you falling foul of the law. What I say is that those tests, and there is equipment to do this, they should be testing for impairment of the driver, regardless of the drug. Unfortunately, at the moment, we have a blanket law that just says if you have a slight amount of cannabis in your system, and we know it can stay for quite a long time, even if you're not impaired, it still criminalises you. I think testing for impairment and criminalising impairment, not consumption of a prescription medication, would be the way forward there.
And you reckon legalisation would lead to some weed tourism, could be good for the state?
I really do. I mean, we've seen in other jurisdictions across the world that it has been somewhat of an attraction. And we often boast of our fine food and wine in our clean, green environment. And so how about some fine food, wine and weed in our clean, green environment? A few edibles, a little chocolate on the side of the peppermint tea at the end of the three-course meal might be something that many tourists would appreciate.
How do you favour your odds of having any traction with this bill, considering the Liberal Party and Labor have indicated they probably won't support it?
Well, they have indicated an initial, I think, fear and apprehension. What I say to them is start talking to the people of South Australia. I think you'll find that most have accepted that we're not going to eradicate the use of cannabis and that it's time to just get real about adult use of cannabis and treat it in a mature and adult way. The Crime and Public Integrity Committee isn't that far from what I've suggested, though, and they've actually bringing forward a report to the Parliament this week that will recommend an inquiry into the use of cannabis in our state. So I think some members of the Labor and Liberal Party, at the very least, are on the same pathway that perhaps this bill may take them.
Absolutely. And I'm very curious to hear from our listeners as well on our poll this week. I'll tell you the results next Monday at 5mu.com.au. All the best, Tammy Franks. Thanks for joining us.
Pleasure.